Hello, Florence. This is O'Carley, your husband, coming to you again from Quan Nai on a kind of a half rainy day, half cool day, and kind of a sad day for me, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't write to you or talk to you when I'm in a mood like I've been for the past few days, but I know that I owe you a letter, and I'll try and talk my way out of this mood I'm in, which has been a very depressing blue kind of a thing. I got interrupted there a minute. Well, let's see, I was back to this blue mood I'm in. It seemed as though everything was going along good. Saturday, I was feeling all right. Saturday I got kind of sick. Sunday morning I got up and played tennis before church, and I think, I don't know, when did I write you last? It was Saturday, I guess. Anyway, it seemed like I was telling you about church. Then at noontime, I ate some chow and some kind of tuna that I had in the ice box, and I thought my blood pressure was going to rise above my, blow my ears out, and I come up to my room and lay down, and finally I had to vomit, and I began to go on both ends, and I don't know, I just felt lousy and kind of poisoned. Woke up this morning, my throat was sore, and I went to the doctor this afternoon, and he gave me, looked at my throat and said, "You got a little sore in there, but I've been kind of real depressed. I don't know, though, the job and everything has taken the sudden sour turn, and I'm just..." Old Lou Warman told me, he says, "Don't get your hopes too high, because they can really knock you off." And I had all this positive thinking going that nothing could whip me. But I don't know, the positive thinking's gone down the drain. Here it is, just before my birthday again, and it's low ebb. It's a good thing I'm not boozing, or I'd sure have a few tonight. Well, anyway, I'll hang on to this until after my birthday, I hope, and see if things don't improve a little bit. And as I say, I wouldn't be telling you this kind of sad news except for the fact by the time you get this and listen to it, I'll be all over it, sunshining and smiling, and you can say, "That knucklehead sure had a hard time then, but I know he's all right now, because he don't hang on too long to those blues. Something happens, he's either got himself punched in the nose, or he's punched somebody in the nose, and he's over it." I've felt like punching people in the nose all day, and I just can't get any work done. A real lousy work, and I haven't done anything for ever since I came back. My desk is out in the middle of the traffic, and people are coming at me at four ways, and I'm getting fed up with it. I'm going to move pretty soon. Well, I hope you're not blue, honey, when you hear this. Hope you're up high and everything is going good, and I'm going to send some good thoughts and love to you anyway tonight. And that maybe just laying in my bed after a while thinking about you, I'll suddenly come out of it and get my hopes up real high again. And there isn't too much happening around here that's worthy note, routine work going on. I am going up to Da Nang this Thursday. I'll have gone up there and be back by the time you get this. But Mr. Plummer is going on home leave the first of the month, and I've got to take over the payroll. And so I'm going to go up to Da Nang with him and just to take a ride and see how things are going, and come back with the money, so that when I go up again next week, I'll be able to do it without too much pain. This trip to Da Nang is kind of a break. I think I should get out of here a little more often, but I don't mind it too much, except when I get in this kind of mood I'm in. But everything has been lousy. The work in this new setup I'm in is real terrible, and I've been thinking about escaping again. Maybe I'll try and go someplace else. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't make too much difference where I go. If I get home for Christmas, and I think I will, I'll talk to you about it. We might just wind up a tour out here of 18 months and head for the barn and head for the real estate business or something, any kind of business to keep us going. As old Charlie says, you don't really need too much money, but you need some, and maybe we'll have plenty. However, how's my cousins making out? Are they all happy and gay and everybody well? Is Carol doing all right? Is she gonna be bedfast for some time? I imagine that's a hard ailment to overcome, a blood clot like that. She probably has to live pretty careful most of the time. Sure hope she gets well. And I hope that Aunt Mary is well, and all the rest of them that you get to see. I hope most of all my baby stays well, because she's the one I'm coming home to pretty soon to see. And when I do, I want her in good shape, pulling on that Exogeny and showing me how young she is. She showed me how skinny she could be. And boy, that's something. You were a skinny one. How are you now? I've been up and down a little bit to get sick and go on a day's diet. I'm getting a little paunch on me. But I haven't eaten for a couple of days, and I looked pretty good yesterday morning. I felt awful weak when I got home tonight, and then I taught a class, English class, for an hour, and I didn't get home till about 6:30, and got home, and the crazy electricity was off, and I had to go out and get the electrician, and I didn't get to sit down to eat till about 7:30. But the boss and Ed Dillery made some chili out of that stuff you sent home, and boy, it was pretty good. We had some hamburger and some kidney beans, and these guys stirred it all up and put that chili mix in you sent, and we had a salad.